Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Extreme Praise Show. This is your host, Lady X.
And this is the Motivator.
And this is With Love.
And we are here bringing you Christ in everyday life. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to everyone who tunes in with us every week and to all the newcomers. Praise the Lord to you, and we hope that you are definitely blessed by tonight. Tonight is Wham. What is Wham? Wham is Whole Armor Mondays. I don't know if you know what that is, but do you ever heard the scripture, put on the whole armor of God so that you can stand against the wiles of the enemy? Well, we are going to talk about that tonight. We are going to talk about the breastplate of righteousness. We're going to talk about just every aspect of putting on your whole armor of God in today's life, in today's world, with all the things going on. We definitely need it. I just want to let you know you are listening to the Extreme Praise Show. And you can follow us on Twitter at Extreme Praise Now. And if you don't know, Extreme is spelled X-T-R-E-M-E. That's at Extreme Praise Now on Twitter. Like us, our Facebook fan page at Extreme Praise Show fan page on Facebook. And also you can join our group, Extreme Praise, at groups.facebook.com. Like I said, today is each and every first Monday we have decided with Love, the Motivator, and myself, Lady X, we talked about just bringing more of the word into the show so that people are armed. So as Christians, we are supposed to definitely arm ourselves with the word, with praise, with worship, and that's what we're going to do here today and every first Monday of the month. It's called Wham! That's for Whole Armor Mondays. We're going to worship. We're going to have prayer. We're going to study to show ourselves approved. And tonight, we actually have an awesome prayer warriors to pray for you all. We want you to call in. Please call in. This is going to be during the 8 o'clock hour at about 8:25. We're going to start taking prayer requests. And we have Pastor Jamal Bernard of CCC. Praise the Lord. He's going to be praying with us. And we have Sister D'Angela Wilson Curtis, who has her own show called The Daily Christian Life. And we're going to just have prayer and praise online. And, you know, each and every day we need prayer. I mean, we pray on our own, but we also need intercessors. Mm-hmm. And so we want to pray for you. We want to, you know, come in accord with you where two or three are gathered. God is definitely in the midst.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I'm excited.
I praise the Lord. And we do give thanks. You know, this is the first Monday of the month. And so we keep in mind that Whole Armor Mondays is dedicated to God. It is our first. Consider it our first fruit. We want to give him the best. We want to make him number one. So please join us, you know, as we give him our all, as we give him the first in worship, in prayer. And those of you who are listening in, you know, just invite your friends and your family to listen in. And, you know, make that prayer request. You know, sometime in the show, we're going to take prayer requests. We're going to read the word. And the
number is
818-495. Yes.
6958. And that's to take your prayer request. And you can also listen in on that number, too. But if you want a prayer request during the 8 o'clock hour, all you got to do is press the number 1, and we will be flagged that you are on the line and waiting to share your request with us. And
hallelujah.
We will come in one accord with you.
Yes.
So we're going to continue on, and right now we're going to listen to Hello Fear off of Kirk Franklin's
new
album.
Season. Hallelujah.
That's right. So we're going to take a listen to that, and we'll be right back with Extreme Praise, and we'll be talking about the news and then going straight into our hot topic. So
hot
y'all
topics,
stay
yes.
tuned.
Praise God. This
praise
is Extreme
God.
Praise.
Yes, it is.
Hello, fear. Before you sit down there, something I need to explain.
under me.
Not feeling my personal place there.
That seat to the left.
Off his new album, Hello Fear, and that was the self-entitled song, well, not the self-entitled, but the song Hello Fear, and I actually had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Franklin at J&R Music World. Very humble, very beautiful man, and I was very honored to meet him, and just shout out to Kirk Franklin doing his thing right now. Also, Mary Mary's new album dropped. I don't know if y'all heard.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all play. I might play a little snippet for y'all. So, and I want to know what you think.
That'll
what you think? Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, wait,
if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Extreme Praise Show.
Woo!
And this is your host, Lady X, and I'm here with love.
And the motivator.
And we are bringing you Christ in everyday life. So listen, we just want to kind of recap off of last week. We were not live, but we had a pre-recording of the mini version of the Truth Forum. Which was awesome. Actually, I multitasked. I listened to the Truth Forum as well as while I was at an event, which we'll talk about in a little while. But it was I hope, you know, you all got to listen because it was a mini version of it's a relationship panel and forum. And the topic that was on the Extreme Praise Show was called If I Would Have Known Then What I Know Now.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some pretty hot topics on it. We had a panel of about maybe, I swear, like 11 people in the station, and it was very live. We had call-ins from pastors and everything, so you got to check it out. If you want to listen to that or any of our Extreme Praise previous shows, just go check out the website, www.extremepraiseshow.com. Again, extreme is spelled X-T-R-E-M-E. That's extremepraiseshow.com. And the name of the one from last week is called The Truth Forum, If I Would Have Known Then What I Know Now. Also, let's see, me and Ms. With Love, we went to go see Women in Film at the Apollo.
How did that go?
Oh, it was awesome.
That was a good one. I'm as an artist, an actress, I was definitely absorbing everything. And also, I'm also like a, I guess you could say, an aspiring director.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
So that
just
definitely helped.
Tell them the project that you're working on.
Yes, I'm working on a project called, well, it doesn't have a title yet, but it's concerning HIV and black women and the rise and why and the who's and the, you know, I'm just trying to bring attention to that subject again because we can never get enough of HIV and black women. I want to know why we're still the highest rated people getting it. So that's something that I'm very passionate about. And this going to this event was very inspiring, and it made me really say, you know, I got to get this done, get this out.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It was actually a panel of amazing women, Lisa Cortez, Eileen Newman, Dana Offenbach, Frida Torres Blanco, and it was moderated by Michaela Angela Davis, who we met, and she was awesome. I mean, they just gave so much great advice. They told one of the quotes that was for the night, I love it, if you're not in the right place for you and you're being taken advantage of, you have to KIM. What is that? Keep it moving. Keep it moving. That goes whether you're doing film, whether you're doing music, whether you're at a job where you feel like you're being taken advantage of,
right,
and they're not,
right,
you know, they're not, I guess, showing you the appreciation, whether it be through merit and worth, whatever it is, you know,
right,
you got to keep it moving. Life is too short to be stuck where you feel like you're being depreciated.
That's right. There's no point in actually holding on to the past. You know, sometimes as Christians, we hold on to things that we don't need to. And Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and that are filled with burdens, and I will give you rest.
That's right.
So let's take that on because, you know, if we hold on to it, we can't carry that load alone.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So we did that. And then I just want to let y'all know that coming up shortly at 7:45, we have Sister Rebecca Gordon calling in. Yes, she's going to call in about her upcoming second annual Women's Empowerment Conference, and it's coming up this Saturday, April 9th. Yes, and she is a young woman in Christ. She's really doing her thing for God, and she started this with two other people, and it's really grown. Last year they had 200 attendees.
Wow.
They're looking for even more this year, and it's a suggested donation of $10, which,
wow,
come on. I mean, for a panel that I believe is from somewhere at 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, it's going to be awesome. So she's going to call in and tell us more about that.
Yeah.
So, ladies, yeah. You know, all of us women, we have to, as we keep saying, we have to uplift each other. And to be able to share our wisdom and knowledge with each other is an amazing thing.
Yes.
Also, we're going to be talking about, is the growing attack on Christianity a sign of the end of times?
Mm.
And also, why is putting on the whole armor of God so necessary? to the fight of the wiles of the enemy, especially in this day and time. And, of course, in the 8 o'clock hour,
we're going to have our prayer requests, and that will be taken on with Jamal Bernard, Pastor Jamal Bernard of CCC, and also Sister D'Angela Curtis of Daily Christian Life on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, you know, definitely make sure that you prepare your prayer requests. Have us, you know, just join you in warfare, in prayer, because you are not in this fight alone. For the weapons that we have, they are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So let us continue in these things, in the prayer. This is worship, whole armor, Mondays. We have worship, prayer, and we also have scripture. We're going to get into the word a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, we are. And listen, so we just want to let y'all know about our week a little bit. I have to say thank you to everybody. This is Lady X, Xavier, for my birthday wishes. My birthday was...
Happy birthday!
Thank you. So a very heartfelt thank you. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm so grateful to everyone who sent me love, whether it was on Facebook, on Twitter, who came out and celebrated with me. Thank you so much. God is so good for letting me see another year. And I just praise him for that. I really, really do.
Red velvet cake. Where's my red velvet cake?
I didn't have red velvet cake. We had key lime coconut cake, which was off the hook. Actually, I have a little piece so you can taste it. So what else went on with you this week?
This is more like I need your support, you guys out there, everyone who's listening. I just entered a contest for a TV show that's going to be coming out on Time Warner On Demand station, and it's called Born to Shine, and it's Born to Shine, and it's geared towards African American celebrities and artists, and it's going to be a show where you know, just like one of your typical, like, variety celebrity kind of a show. And so I'm competing to be one of the hosts. They're looking for four hosts. And I need you guys to vote for me. Because the more votes, then
Where
I can.
Where do they vote? Where do they vote?
I'm going to, yes. You got to go to borntoshine.com/facebook.com. It's actually a Facebook page they created so that people can go on there. But you can also go to timewarner.com and look for the Born to Shine contest. But what happens is there's going to be a whole bunch of people with videos, and you need to just look for With LaCroix, which is my real name, WITH LACROIX, With LaCroix, and you just type my name in the search engine within the Born to Shine page, and then you look for my video, you click on, and you vote. Now, you can vote every day, once a day, until...
Every day.
Yeah, so just keep
get
hitting
excited.
It. Yes, get
every
it.
Day.
Every day. So I want you guys to vote for me. Thank you.
That's Born to Shine, what is it?
/Facebook.com.
Born to Shine /Facebook.com. Go vote for our girl With Love. She's an amazing woman of God. She's an amazing actor, hairstylist, makeup artist,
and TV host.
And everything. Anything you want to share, Miss Motivator,
absolutely.
That went on? Please
absolutely.
Share with us.
I had an opportunity to attend an ASCAP conference.
Oh, very
and
cool.
I found it was very, very enlightening. I want to thank Miss Johnson, who had given me an opportunity to go through. And when I sat there, they had several panelists from Universal, from Sony, from the film and television. And the first panel, some of you might know of Kerry Crucial. He worked with Alicia Keys. Yes. So you know, they had a lot of insight with regards to the music industry. But one of the things that did stick out for me was that a lot of them did not know what their gift or talent, well, they did not know that they could do what they're doing now until someone pointed it out to them.
Interesting.
And a lot of times it took a leap of faith for them to actually step in to what they heard. So in so doing, you know, one of the people, Crucial, he also said that, you know, he came up against some roadblocks in his career with, you know, having to, you know, signing up like many, many other artists, thinking he's going to be the best thing as a rap artist or what have you, and then signing contracts and then getting a bum deal. So he learned, you know what, we can do it ourselves. You know, I can do it. But I'm taking it to another level. For those of you that are listening in, that sometimes God will already cause your gift to be seen among many people, and sometimes your spiritual leader will be able to point it out to you, and you know that faith comes from hearing.
Okay. Amen, and we are definitely going to talk about that.
You know, so let's, that's right. So we have to make it a point to really listen. You know, God gives us angels. He gives us people and guard, you know, guides around us. I think it's time that we start to stop getting so busy that we don't have a chance to stop and listen and then take that leap of faith so that God can lead you and cause the success, just like Carrie had, just like a lot of the filmmakers had in the ASCAP conference. It took leaps of faith. They were able to try things different. And one of the things they also said was, stop trying to be like everybody else. Does that sound familiar?
Amen.
You know, they're speaking of a principle with regards to music.
Stop trying to be like everyone else.
Stop trying to be like everybody else.
The Mary Mary song.
Exactly. So, you know, with that in mind, remember, you are a child of God. God designed you uniquely. He said, I know who you are before you came into being, before your mother and your father conceived, thought to make you. I know who you are.
Yes, he did. Amen.
So
do something big.
Hallelujah.
Or something bigger.
Yes.
Stay tuned. This is Mary Mary, everybody. Tell us what you think. Hit us up in the chat room at extremepraiseshow.com. You're listening to the Extreme Praise on Blog Talk Radio.
Extreme Praise.
Yes.
My block in here.
Do it big. That is Mary Mary. Mary. That's their new song, Something Bigger.
Yes.
That's right, right off their new album. Tell us what you think about that. Hit us up in the chat room. I want to know what you're thinking about that. You're listening to the Extreme Praise Show on every day, or on every day where we bring you Christ in everyday life.
That's right.
All right, we're going to take it to some news right now. Miss With Love, can you let them know what's going on in the news? And we're just going to go right into our hot topic after that.
Okay. There's a lot going on abroad, of course, as usual. This is actually one of this is a story that I thought was kind of interesting. The Florida pastor, Terry Jones, who presided over the recent burning of Quran, said that the United Nations must protect Afghans from deadly riots, even as he denied responsibility for inspiring them. At least 8 UN aid workers and 4 others were killed Friday, April 1st, at a compound in the city of Mazar-e Sharif. Wow. Media reports indicated that at the city there were worshippers that were at the central mosque, and they were taking action against burning Qurans. And this is a pastor from Florida named Terry Jones. He has like a campaign against Muslims. And Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, he's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, quickly pointed to the finger at Gainesville pastor Terry Jones. And Terry Jones says, okay, he denied the fact that he has anything to do with the unrest that was going on in the mosque due to the burning of Qurans. And he's like, he had nothing to do with that. But they believe he does.
Mm-hmm.
So his church is called Dove World Outreach Center, and it only has 30 members. And there's rumors that he wants to do another, well, allegedly, burning of Qurans in the future, coming up actually in April.
Who wanted to do that earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's kind of like, I thought that was an interesting story, because he's a Christian. I don't know if I mentioned it, but he's a Christian, and people who are Christians are saying there's no way, as a Christian, you would want to, you know, do anything violating someone's rights to whatever they believe
right.
in. And
right.
that's not a true Christian. So that's like I figure that's why that story got my attention, because of that, you know. So also we have, there was a plane crash 2 years ago in Air France where the plane killed about 228 people, and some of the bodies weren't found, but they found bodies now, 2 years after.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, and so the human remains are going to go to the French, country, and they're going to, I guess, do some more, like, autopsies and things like that to figure out what happened on the plane. They're also looking for the black box, which is missing, and, you know, of course, that will tell them everything.
Mm.
But it was just the fact that they 2 years later are finding remains, because
mm-hmm.
they were still left in the plane. So they're finding pieces of the plane now. And, so I thought that was really, it's a sad story, but investigators are going to, look over what's going on, and, you know, so we'll see what happens with that. Let's see. Also in the news, well, we can go right into you want to go to the entertainment
topic,
news?
The hot topic. Well, do you have some entertainment news for us?
Well, like Kirk Franklin's his album went number one.
Okay.
Debut at number one.
Yes, it did.
And
that's called Hello Fear. We played the Hello Fear. That was the first song of the night. Mm-hmm.
And then we have Marvin Sapp is actually looking for writers for his new CD.
Okay.
He's looking for writers, and he actually posted it on Facebook and Twitter. And so if you're a songwriter out there,
uh-oh.
We're going to put the email address on the Facebook page, and you can submit. He wants you guys to submit the demos, and put your contact information, and they're going to, I guess, might be a contest or something, but he's looking for writers around the world. So I don't know what that's about, but
yeah,
that's kind of interesting.
I'll be a writer, and I'll travel around the world.
Right, with
he's
Marvin Sapp.
The opportunity. That's,
yeah,
that's a great thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, and then we have one more thing I wanted to talk about. Impact Network is launching a new Christian variety show with Bishop Greg Davis. Okay, it's called Good News with Greg Davis on April 6th. It debuts April 6th. And it will air on Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's a talk show of news and music and it's called Good News, and it'll be a live show, and there will also be a weekly format on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And you can get the Impact Network is on the Dish Network, so if you have the Dish Network, you're able to get it. So Time Warner customers won't be able to get this station.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but it's called the Good News.
Well, thankfully, I don't have Time Warner.
I'm repping Verizon, and you know what? I shouldn't have even said that because they're not.
Yeah,
paying me for sponsorship.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it's all good. But yeah, so tonight we want to talk about the growing intolerance for Christianity across the U.S. Everyone,
yeah.
I'm sure you know, and this is your girl Lady X, that if you've been following the news, there's a website called ChristianPost.com, and every day they really, really put a lot of information on there about different things that's going on in different countries. People are literally getting killed for our religion, for their faith in Christianity. And it's going on in Muslim countries. It's going on in the U.S.
Yes.
In the U.S., it might not be as blatant where we're getting martyred, but you can see from a lot of things that have happened with examples from the Supreme Court determining to exclude anyone who prays in Jesus' name from the rotation of officials who open city business meetings, to the removal of the U.S. military chaplain Gordon Kingschmidt over the issue of praying in Jesus' name.
Wow.
To UCLA's prohibiting a graduating student from thanking her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in her graduation speech.
Mm.
Okay, and it's amazing because there's colleges making special accommodations for foot baths and Muslim-only prayer rooms.
Wow.
While a Muslim group membership may be suspended or revoked for 57 reasons, including but not limited to unbecoming behavior, insubordination, or inactivity, but denying Christian groups campus recognition because it requires its offices and voting members to agree with its Christian beliefs.
No justice.
No peace.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing because everywhere, I don't know if you all notice it, but we acknowledge In the U.S., other religions are acknowledged on a regular basis, from Judaism,
yes,
to Islam,
yes,
to all of these different religions. But as soon as someone who's Christian stands up for what they believe in, and even to the fact of I start my own club, and it's a Christian-based club,
right,
so the Bible says that a certain thing is wrong, and if you are practicing that, you cannot be a part of it. It is my right to say, as a believer, that my faith, you know, it's a conviction.
Right.
It's a conviction, and I should have the right to say that this is the rules and the regulations. Why is it that there's so much intolerance, and the problem with it that I see is that not enough of us really stand up for what's
right.
going on.
Well, I'll tell you what I think one of the reasons there is so much intolerance for what we have is that because we have so much in, you know, churches and in the Christian society, a tolerance for sin. You know, we've developed a tolerance for everything around us so that we have not taken a stand.
Yes.
You know, when you see other communities and other faiths, they take a stand.
Yeah.
They do not tolerate for anyone to say, hey, you know, you cannot have a mosque here. You know, they won't tolerate to say that, you know, you can't have a synagogue here. But Christians tolerate.
Mm-hmm. And I think it has a lot to do with
The fact that under the Christian umbrella, we have so many different sectors. Like, we have Jehovah's Witness, we have Seventh-day Adventists, we have, Baptist, Pentecostal. We have so many different sectors under the umbrella of Christianity that we're kind of like not really cohesive. We don't agree on a lot of things other than, I mean, the agreement should be of Jesus. You know, Jesus Christ being our Savior, but then we have those other little things about whether you should wear a skirt or not, whether you makeup. Then it gets all confusing, and we can't really stand sometimes together, united, because we're really looking at the little things instead of looking at Jesus as being the center of our focus.
Mm-hmm.
So with Muslims, it's just Allah, and they pray to the Muhammad. You know, it's the same God, and they don't have all these different technical differences. I mean, it's only you have the radicals, but then you have the Muslims that are, you know, they all in agreement. But with
right.
us, I think that's where the confusion comes. I think that's why our unfortunately, our, you know, being a Christian sometimes it gets kind of,
right.
you know.
I mean, it's amazing the types of things that we as Christians in America have to tolerate, the defamation of their holiest images in national museums, including particularly provocative, offensive acts defined as artwork, some receiving taxpayer-funded grants from the National Endowment for the Arts. In San Diego, elementary school created an extra recess period to allow 100 students to pray, while a federal judge upheld a Knoxville jury's decision that a public school could prohibit its fifth-grade Christian students from studying and discussing their Bible during recess.
Wow.
You know, it's like...
It's a huge challenge. It's a very huge challenge. But you know what? One of the things that I can share is that in Scripture, it was already written.
Amen.
It was already written.
Yes, it was.
You know, in Scripture says that, you know, there will be trials and tribulations.
Yes.
And Christ said in John chapter 14, you know, when these trials come, don't be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he also said that, you know, I went through this. When they hate you, they also hated me.
Right. Amen.
So, you know, what's interesting, what's ironic, is that a lot of the foundations of this country were supposedly Christian.
Yeah.
But what we do recognize is that the moment that we abandon the key source and the key foundation, the rock of our salvation,
amen,
that's when everything fell apart.
Yeah.
And the Scripture says the stone which the builders rejected will now become a stumbling block and the chief cornerstone. So the moment that we step away from faith, we step away from the key purpose why Christ came, that's why these things will manifest. And that's why, you know, when he says in his word, will he find faith when he comes back?
I'm so glad you said that, because, you know, even in this article that I was reading, and it's not just in the article, but we see in the Bible, the Scripture says that true Christians, true believers, are going to be persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be persecuted. We are going to be martyred. Millions have been and continue to be martyred for Christ. According to the New Persecuted by Antonio Sacchia, 45.5 million in the last century have been martyred for Christianity.
Wow.
Yes, and but the thing is, it's evidence. The Bible says that you will know a true Christian by the persecution they're going through. You know, the thing is that everyone is going to have some kind of enemy against us, even us here on the Extreme Praise Show. You know, I noticed that when I was doing secular things, secular music or whatever it is, I got more of a response from people that I knew to support, to listen, to do all of those things. But when you start talking about God,
oh wow,
boy, how they flee.
Yes.
And it's amazing to me how I don't have the same support. But you know what? I'm okay with that, because God's word is going to propel anyway.
Yes.
Whoever hears it, it's going to be meant for them.
Definitely.
You know, and those who don't want to hear it, God is still going to make his word go forth, and his word is still going to come to pass. And there's those people who I'm sure talk about me. You know, they might say, well, how could she? You know, I've heard people say to the effect, well, how is it you preaching the gospel and this and that? Xavier ain't never said Xavier was perfect, but I do believe in Christ. I am saved, and I know that the Holy Spirit lives within me, and I'm trying to do my Father's work.
Yes.
So, you know, and when you try to do that, you will always have people who come against you and try to pull out every fault, because ultimately it's the enemy. It's the enemy,
yes.
You know.
I can even speak to that, because here in the Scripture it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. And those of you who are at home, you know, when you listen to us on the Whole Armor Mondays, definitely have your Bible in hand, because we do want you to look in the Word, because we want to study to show ourselves approved. Therefore, it says in 1 Peter 5, verse 6 through 11, it says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, you know, it's... God's word is so awesome, and I just have to say this, people in the chat room, Sister D is in the chat room, and she's saying, you know what, let them talk. They did not die for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, they talked about Jesus. They persecuted Christ. Who are we? We must bear in the suffering so that we may also reign with him. Yeah. You know, and God is just so awesome that how he protects us, and his word tells us all these things that are going on, was going to come to pass.
Yes.
So he prepares us. If we learn our word, which is what tonight is about also, putting on the whole armor of God and really knowing your word, understanding what he's telling us. He's given us the blueprint for everything that's going on and that will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
He prepared us. You just have to open up that good book. Open up that book, meditate on his word, and understand that he's giving us everything that we need, you know. And he, even when Paul talks about it in Ephesians 6:11-17, telling us about putting on the whole armor of God, which we're going to talk about tonight, he is giving us insight onto exactly what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
What is putting on the whole armor of God? And why do we need that? Why do we need that? Because even though there's other countries where people are getting martyred, it's not necessarily going on blatantly here in the U.S., but it's coming.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his word, yes, Sister D, his word is the weapon. His word is the weapon.
Yes.
So, I mean, I just encourage everyone who's listening, pick up your Bible, listen to the news. Be keen to what's going on. Don't be blind. Remember, we wrestle with principalities and things that are not of this world. You know, it has a spiritual basis behind it. Everything we see going on with the war, with all of these things, there's something else going on in the spiritual realm that we're not seeing, and you have to understand that. There's so much behind it. I think, with love, you have some scriptures for people that the Bible talks about.
And the end times.
Yes, the end times. Like, and that's the question is this pointing to the fact that we are in the end times?
Yes, in Jesus's return in Matthew 24, verse 36-37 says, "No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man." Also, in Peter, 2 Peter 3, 1, verse 18, I'm not going to read all of it, but you guys have to turn to your Bible, 2 Peter verse 3, 1, 18, mm-hmm. where it says, "Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, 'Where is this coming? Where is this coming?' He promised. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that day was divulged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men." Verse 8 says, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Verse 10, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare." I guess I'm going to read everything. This is just too good to just stop. Verse 11, "Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. As you look forward to the day of God and speed is coming, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire and the element will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him.
Amen.
Okay. I thought that verse 15. Basically, what I was trying to read, really I was trying to encourage people to understand that despite the wars and despite the famines and despite all the negativity that will happen, the best thing is that John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Amen. We have, I want to just bring, Sister D is on the line and she has something that she wants to say. Sister D, you're on?
Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Well, hi, Sister
D. How you doing? Praise the Lord. How you doing? I like what I'm hearing. God bless. God bless. And definitely the word is definitely what we're going to need to hold fast to in these last and evil days. Without the word, and that's one of the things that I encourage people, it's going to be easy for the enemy to come in and to deceive. And this is oftentimes what the Bible tells us. It says the people, they suffer because of lack of knowledge.
Yes, yes.
And this is why. And you, when the suffering and the trials and the tribulations come, you have to have the word planted inside you and deep and rooted in you so that you know how to stand. Because as you said, Ephesians 6 and 10, he goes into telling you what is the, explaining to you the whole armor. And understand where Paul was at when he wrote this, is he was inside the prison. So
yes.
God, the Holy Spirit gave him that insight based upon the Roman soldiers who were guarding him and telling us how to gird up ourselves and how the word, which is the sword of the Spirit, and so forth. It's very interesting when you break it down bit by bit. But I wanted to encourage each other on suffering as we suffer with Christ, knowing that we should also reign with him. So I believe it's 2 Corinthians says that what we face in these days and times is not to be compared with the glory that is going to be revealed once he comes back. I tell everybody, I want to be in the first draft round pick. I want to go, I want to be caught up. I don't want to be here.
And we don't want to be here. We do not want to be here.
I don't want to be here because a lot of what you're speaking of as far as that martyrdom and so forth, if you think it's hard to be saved now and serve Christ, wait until the years of the tribulation come.
Amen.
So people need to understand now is the time of salvation. The Lord is calling you so that you don't have to be here for that. But for those who are going to slack and lag behind, they will be. And I'm going to tell you, that's when you're going to really find where people are going to have to go down underground to have churches. That's
when
you're going to have to really...
We would not be able to have forums like this and talk about the word and share our biblical knowledge and encourage each other. We would have to be like the Underground Railroad in the slave days.
Yes.
Seriously, that's how serious it's going to be. You know, and it's just, people just need to realize that in 2 Timothy 3:12, it says, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, you know, but we are still in it all. We're supposed to be the salt and the light of the world.
Exactly.
We're still supposed to go forth, take every opportunity to proclaim the gospel, which is in Galatians 4 and 16. You know, we have to press on, but you're right, Sister D. Just let everybody know real quick what the name of your show is and how they can find you, because you talk about daily Christian life all the time, which is the name of your show. Tell everybody.
Yes, my show comes on. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and it's every Thursdays, 7 to 9 p.m. You can catch me, Daily Christian Life, and we deal with different topics. Matter of fact, coming this Thursday, the topic is called The Holy Ghost Told Me to Change It From What I Had and Put, Does the Word of God Offend You? A lot of people get offended by the Word of God. Not
Amen.
To save your life and to save your soul from hell. But a lot of people get offended. So you can check me out every Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., for those different types of topics that we touch upon. You can follow me at DeAngela Curtis on Twitter. And you can also, you can leave me messages on Blog Talk Radio. And that's Daily Christian Life with Sister D on Daily Christian Life.
Amen. Amen. Sister Z, thank you so much. We actually have Rebecca Gordon, who we talked about, who was going to call in about her women's conference. We're going to continue with this hot topic, and we're also going to talk about the whole armor of God. But I just want to give this sister, this beautiful young sister in the Lord, an opportunity to tell us about the upcoming Women's Empowerment Conference.
Yeah.
Rebecca, are you on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sweetie. You are on the air with the Extreme Praise Show. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I think this is an awesome privilege. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So just tell everyone listening, we actually are in the middle of talking about the attack of Christianity and how we need to put on our whole armor of God. And I know you as a sister in Christ, I see you, you know, you worship God to the highest. I was even there yesterday at church, and an older mother in the Lord came up to her and thanked her so much for her worship. She thanked her in person. I was standing there speaking with her about tonight, and she came up to this sister, Rebecca Gordon, and just thanked her for her worship, because she's a minister of song, and she has a lot of other great things going on. And so, you know, just share with everybody the blessings that you are empowering people with.
I was going to say God is good, because there was always a time in my life where I knew where my help came from, no matter what I was doing. It could have been school, work, even starting this organization. God was always there. And I thank him for that, because I've seen other people at my age that did not have that favor, and I thank God for what he's done in my life and what he's doing through me, and I don't take that for granted. I believe God blesses us to bless others, and sometimes we take those blessings for granted. I'm going to be very honest. There was a time where I was very arrogant. I was prideful because I thought I had it all. I thought I was good, and God shut that down. God said, no, you don't. God said, you still need me to do what you have to do. And he put me through a period of being humble. And I just want to say, first, in terms of spiritual warfare, sometimes our worst enemy is our inner me. Sometimes we fight ourselves. Sometimes we have to strengthen our strengths and manage our weaknesses. And I thank God for whenever I was weak, he was strong. And that's my testimony. And any area I was, in any personal issue, any professional issue, wherever I was weak, wherever I was in lack, God was always there to provide, and God was always there to show up. So I just do everything in my life for his glory, just to show that he is still able, that he is alive and well, that he is still doing things in this
Amen.
Earth that I even imagine. So that's my testimony, definitely.
Beautiful.
Love
Thank
it.
You.
Love it.
Love
it. Now tell us about the background of this annual Women's Empowerment Conference. Just give us a little background on it, and then let everybody know when, how they could sign up, and all that good stuff.
Sure, awesome. Well, the organization is called Women of Excellence, Strength, and Tenacity Incorporated, and abbreviation is WEST Incorporated. We started at a small college in the city about 4 or 5 years ago. Me and a couple of my friends, we wanted something where we could be active on campus as a black woman, and we didn't have that. So we figured we might as well just start a club on campus. And ever since then, it's grown into this organization where women are college educated, where our professionals, we're creating this network. Work with strong women that really have a heart to serve the community and have a heart to influence those that are coming up after us, the next generation. And that's where this Women Empowerment Conference came from. So our first conference was called Excellence, The First Step Starts With You. And over this past year, we've gone through our own obstacles. We've gone through our own struggles. Actually, this year, we were actually incorporated with 501c3 nonprofit status. We were on the phone with the IRS getting our tax-exempt status, and we did that as young professionals, and we're all within our young 20s. So that's just a testimony to show that you can do it. There's no one stopping you from doing what you are passionate about. And that's where we came up with a theme for our second conference, which is happening on April 9th at City College from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the theme is called Strength, the Will to Move Past Obstacles and Thrive. And that's where we're going. This year is really exemplifying how strong we have been throughout these years to maintain the organization, maintain chapters in Harlem and mentoring programs in Harlem, and also create an organization where people can lend their gifts and talents and also be beneficial to their community. So the conference is on Saturday. Saturday. We are so excited. We have sleepless nights this whole week because we're still in the midst of making sure everything
is
perfect.
Hey, you putting that work.
Yes, we are doing it sleepless nights. I think my youth pastor sees me tweeting at night, and he tells me I'm sus, but I tell him I'm working. That's what I got to do to get it done. But this is what we do. We are passionate about this, and we will do sleepless nights to make sure it's done. To get more information about what we do, you can check our website. It's www.woman, which is womenest.org, and you get more information about how we started, the mentoring programs that we have in public schools in Harlem. You get more information about the community service events that we do, and we are a young organization. We're about 4 or 5 years old, and we are still doing some tremendous things in the community, and that's what we love to do.
That is so awesome. I am so proud of you. I'm really proud of you. You know, we actually, Rebecca and I, we sing together in the choir at CCC, and I just see this young woman walking around. She's very dynamic, and I saw the things she was doing, and I thought it would be awesome to give her the opportunity to share with everyone, because this Women's Empowerment Conference can definitely help so many.
It can transform lives.
And I'm sure, have you gotten any testimonies from people from last year?
Oh, absolutely. Last year, I want to tell you the numbers of last year and how we didn't even expect it to be so big. Our membership is pretty much, it's around 30 members. And on our conference committee last year, we had about 4 or 5 people just really working hard. And we had over 200 people show up to our first conference.
That is
amazing. Over 200 people. And for this year, we have a lot more people on board, a lot more people seeing the vision of where we want to go, and we have over 300 people registered. And we know some people don't like to register, so we're expecting a good 400 to come this year. So, I mean, God is doing some miraculous things through this organization. And people have told us how their mindset has changed from leaving this conference. They felt defeated when they walked in. Some people didn't even want to go, but when they left, they felt more empowered to do what they were called to do. And some people got connections. Some people got job opportunities because our panelists are professionals in their respective fields. So people got opportunities upon opportunities, networking. You walked away feeling better about yourself. And that's what we really want to do. We don't want you to walk in one way and leave the same. We want you to walk away changed and also empowered to help someone else change. Because sometimes we get messages for someone else and just to be a messenger to someone else. So that's what we want to do. We want to encourage and continue encouraging, and we get those remarks every time. We get people that see the vision and that want to be a part, and that's what we love to hear. We love that feedback, absolutely.
Well, Sister Gordon, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us. And we definitely are going to blast it out on the Extreme Praise Show page, the fan page, the Twitter. And we really want to get a lot of women to come out and experience what you have to offer with this panel. Again, that is Saturday, April 9th, 2011, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the City College of New York, NAC building, 160 Convent Avenue, New York, New York, 10031, and you can check them out at womenest.org. Is that correct?
Yes, womenest.org. There you go.
Okay, perfect. Thank you again, sis, and we thank you for coming on Extreme Praise Show. Make sure you let people know, you know, about Extreme Praise too, and let them know that they can listen to this broadcast to get the information and hear you on here also, okay?
Of course. I've been putting you on blast ever since last week.
Come
on
blast.
Now. We have.
Thank you, sis. Thank you so much. Wait, actually, the motivator, you have something you want to ask her?
No, actually, I just want to congratulate you and just say, you know, it's a hard thing, you know, when you come up against this. And this is why the topic of this show is so important, because you're going to have enemies.
Yeah.
You're going to have people that will not be in agreement. And then you may also have the unseen forces try to make things not work, try to make it so that calls you're trying to make, they can't go through, you know, trying to make it so that, you know, your bills are due right on the time, right around the time you're supposed to get things together. But we're speaking the blood of Jesus over you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Power of God into your life, because what you're up to is a huge thing, and we know that God will cover you.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
everyone.
So welcome.
God bless
you. Rebecca, for coming in.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
night.
Yes, yes, yes. That was our young sister in Christ, Rebecca. Thank you so much for calling in. And again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Extreme Praise Show. We are talking and continuing to talk about persecution of Christians throughout the U.S. And we want to talk about, get into putting on the whole armor of God. What exactly is putting on the whole armor of God? And let me just read to you the scripture, Ephesians 6, 11 through 17. The word says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword of God. Hallelujah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, how many people out there really truly understand what this scripture is talking about? The word, this basically, if you don't know, the Paul the Apostle wrote the book of the Ephesians during a time when he was in Rome under an unusual type of arrest. The arrest allowed him to reside in his own house and come and go, but it required him to be continually chained to a Roman soldier. So because of this, Paul became very knowledgeable about the armor and the implements of warfare belonging to the man which he was chained. So he learned about warfare, and we're talking about in the secular,
yes,
worldly sense. He,
yes,
he,
yes,
took that metaphor of the way the Roman soldier who he was chained to fought, and he applied it to us as Christian, putting on that armor of God.
Yes. Yeah,
that is so deep. He refers to the whole armor of God, panoplia. Wait, let me say that right. Panoplia, as being one word as opposed to two, and it seems to imply that the armor was an all or nothing proposition, meaning you have to put on every part of the whole armor of God.
Because he's coming at you from all angles.
Hallelujah. The enemy is coming at us from all angles with those fiery darts.
Yes.
Okay? And he tells us what the armor is for. He says to put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So the armor is for us to take stand against the devil, not against each other, though.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because there are some people who try to use the whole armor of God against other Christians and other believers to battle with each other, and that's not the way it's supposed to be.
And notice how he says to stand firm, meaning we're not going after the devil. We're standing where we are and letting him come to us, and we already prepare. He can't get further than where we're standing because we're standing firm.
Amen.
We're not going after him.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, meaning not against man that we're staring at,
right,
although it may be the man doing the act against you.
Yes.
However, you have to understand that there's a spirituality behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But against principalities, who are the chiefs, against powers, who are the authorities, against the world, the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and in high places.
Oh, yeah.
That, go ahead.
You know, what's interesting is that we have to develop a kingdom mentality.
Mm.
You know, when you develop a kingdom mentality, then it's understood that every person, even though you're a civilian, can bear arms at any time because another kingdom can come over and try to invade you,
right,
or try to come into the enemy camp.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things is that we also have to know that in God we are already winners. For in the scripture it says we are more than conquerors. And it says also in the Romans 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? In the Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10, it says, see, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. And this was his words to Jeremiah, but it just also shows us that God has given us dominion.
Yes.
He's given us authority over the enemy.
Yes.
He says that he'll give you strength to trample over scorpions and serpents.
Mm.
So, you know, there's something to be said about the power that we have. And he also says, do not rejoice in the fact that, you know, you have the power to cast them down,
mm-hmm.
but rejoice that you have salvation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your battle as a Christian is one, to be mindful that you have an enemy, and two, to know, to guard yourself. That's why you have the shield of faith. The shield of faith, it's just like if you're in a relationship with someone.
Yes.
If you don't have faith in the person you're with, anything people from the outside say can break you up.
Yeah.
But with the shield of faith, it doesn't matter what the devil throws at you.
Amen.
You will stand firm in the Lord.
You know, and just to give like a sense, I found this great explanation article that I really studied, and it talked about, you know how it said how Paul was chained to this Roman, and
yeah.
he learned about the way he fought warfare.
Yeah.
And so it talks about why he called it the belt of truth. Why?
Mm-hmm.
The belt is not the most noticeable piece of armor. However, it is actually the central piece that holds the rest securely in place, and it provides for every need during battle. The belt was brought, and we're talking about in their time, in Rome, in that time when they were fighting, in the Bible days, the belt was brought and made of sturdy leather. From it hung an overlapping skirt of leather straps, which on the inside surface were armored with small rectangular pieces of metal, which held in place by decorative rivets that showed on the outside. And from the belt hung specialized hooks and holders on which to secure the scabbard that contained the sword at the proper angle, the quiver which held lances, and an apparatus on which to rest a large battle shield. Also on the belt were clips to which to hold the breastplate.
Wow.
In its proper place.
Mm.
It's also supplies of bread, oil, and water were on the belt.
Mm.
So Paul called this the belt of truth. What was he referring to? In John 17:17, Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Hallelujah.
The written word or logos of God, the Bible that is truth, it's talking about the first chapter of John reveals that Jesus was and is the living word of God, and that he, Jesus, was God, Elohim, of the Old Testament as well as the incarnate word of the New Testament.
Yes. Yes.
In John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, it shall set you free, hallelujah.
Yes.
So
yes.
When Paul is talking about putting on that belt of truth, he's talking about the word which holds everything else in place.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else in place.
Jesus.
In 2 Corinthians 6 and 7, he says, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Just as the belt is the central armor of God, the written word of God, the Bible, is essential to all that pertains to spiritual warfare.
Amen.
If you don't know your word, you have nothing.
You have nothing. Oh,
and,
my
who
gosh.
And when you look at Matthew chapter 4, you know, when the devil was coming against him, and he had just come from a long, long fast, and I want you to notice that it's usually when you're at a time when you're your most focused, it's usually when you're at your most dedicated, most committed, that is when it the devil comes in.
Look at that.
You know, here, in Matthew chapter 4, and I'm starting from the beginning here. It says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and then he was tempted there by the devil.
Yes.
For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and became very hungry. Get this now. Remember, when you start to serve God, you know, those of you who are leaders, you might experience overwhelm. You might feel like you needed to escape.
Yeah.
You might need a break. He felt very hungry. And during that time, the devil came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. But Jesus told him, no, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You know, further down, then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple and said, if you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say. Now get this, the devil recognizes the power of the word, and he tries to use that word,
right,
because the word is a weapon, my friends. Once the word is in you, it enables you to free people. It cuts the chains.
Yes.
He says, he will order his angels to protect you. This is what the word says, Jesus. And they will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on the stone. In other words, the devil tries to comfort you and cover up his ulterior motive,
right,
by using the word and hiding behind the gospel. But Jesus responded, the scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God.
Amen.
You know, and here's the final component. Next, the devil, and this is verse 8. It says, next the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said, I will give it all to you. He said, if you will kneel down and worship me. What I want you to understand is that what happens is when you start to get really deep and focused on God, there's a lot of sacrifices you make.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you start to look at how the world is not suffering and you're over here suffering, making sacrifices for God. Mm-hmm. So now it's just like you come to a point where you're vulnerable and you're like, man, can't anybody hear me? Don't anybody feel me? Then the devil sends somebody and says, yo, you know what? I feel your problem.
Amen.
I see where you're at. But he says, get out of here, Satan.
Yes.
For the scriptures say. Sometimes at the final point, it is very hard. The devil's trying to try and tempt you, but you must stand firm and say, get out of here.
Yes.
Get out, because the Bible says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to get into some music.
No, actually, we're not going to we're going to just continue on, because there's so much to talk about having and putting on the whole armor of God, you know, and I just think it's so important that, you know, people understand, even when we get into the breastplate of righteousness, you know, the breastplate of righteousness. Let me just get into a little bit about what that was as far as in biblical days. The breastplate was a work of art.
Mm.
Each breastplate was custom made for the soldier that wore it. Often a casting was made of the man's torso, and this negative casting was then used to make a positive to the torso. The positive was overlaid with brass that was beaten to conform to the details of the torso.
Mm.
Breastplates were often made of elaborate with additional decorations and polish to a brilliant mirror finish that was blinding in the sunshine.
Wow.
Despite its beauty, the breastplate was very functional, protecting the heart and other vital organs from penetration through its metal.
Mm.
And the word says, stand, therefore, having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Yeah.
In 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Mm.
Jesus, who was the righteousness, he gave his life. He bore our sins. He took on our sins.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Making us, you and me,
yeah,
once you have accepted him into your life, he has made us now righteous, not through our own merit, but through his merit.
Right.
So when the word says put on the breastplate of righteousness, it means to simply in being in right standing before God, or in legal terms, being found innocent. So when you put on the righteousness as armor, it means to put on the righteousness to that so many of us, we allow the enemy to trick us into being
something that we're not.
Being something that we're not, and having guilt,
yes,
for our past.
Mm.
And feeling that we cannot walk and stand for Christ because,
yes,
we have all this sin. But we have to understand that breastplate of righteousness is not our own, but his.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have to understand that don't allow the enemy to trick you,
mm-hmm,
to feel like we're failures, like we're not worthy to serve God or,
yeah,
receive anything from him.
Yeah.
You know, he's constantly bombarding us with missiles of lies and accusations and reminders of our,
yeah,
past,
yeah,
and the, yeah, things that we did. And
But and remember, without the breastplate of righteousness, those missiles and those attacks are going to penetrate our hearts.
Right.
Yes. And trick us into believing. I know when I, especially when I became a new Christian, I felt guilty for everything, even after I repented,
mm-hmm.
not understanding the strength of just believing in my God and,
right.
and accepting Christ and that
right.
he's standing in the realm for me.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much to even go into about that, but
you know, it even says in 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness,
mm.
that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And then in the scripture,
yes, yes,
it goes on to talk about the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm.
Mm. Read on.
And the shoes or the sandals of the Roman soldier were no normal footwear.
Okay.
Great care was taken by Rome to supply the soldiers with the appropriate footwear for their assignment. Are anybody getting this here?
Yes.
Their shoes or their boots consisted of an elaborately cut and laced sandal of which the sole was layers of metal and leather and hobnail spikes, which extended a half an inch to, in some cases, inches from the sole to the plant, to plant in the ground to keep them from being moved.
Wow.
Let me repeat that.
Wow.
Their boots consisted of elaborately cut and lace sandals of which the soles were layered of metal and leather with hobnail spikes extending 1/2 inch and some cases inches from the sole to plant into the ground to keep them from being moved.
Hallelujah.
Some had toe spikes or built in spurs with which to do damage to the enemy. The uppers of the sandals were often armored by small overlapping pieces of metal riveted to the leather straps. In addition, attached to the uppers of the sandals were removable metal greaves that extended up over the kneecap, protecting the knees, the shins, and the ankles. And the word says, stand therefore, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm.
Before you go somewhere, you have to make preparation to dress and equip yourself for the occasion, the climate, whatever is going on. If you're going, you know, downtown, you're not going to put on climbing boots and things that are not appropriate. You're going to dress for the weather. If they say it's raining, you take your umbrella. If they say, you know, if the sun is shining, you got to put on your sunblock. You got to,
yeah.
you know.
Right.
When we're preparing to go out into the world and preach the gospel,
mm-hmm.
we have to prepare ourselves.
Mm.
We have to prepare ourselves with the gospel, with his word to preach the good news, and we can't do all of this if we don't prepare ourselves. That's why it says when it says to your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have to know our word. How do you preach the good news if you don't know the good news?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
How do you teach others and bring them into Christ if you don't know it yourself?
And, you know, if you also take a look at what you were also sharing, I did notice that it did say be prepared to share that gospel of peace.
Mm.
You know, one of the things that we're more quick to, a lot of people in society are quick to complain, quick to point out,
yes.
quick to aggravate.
Amen.
But how quick are you to
Amen.
Create peace?
Amen.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. You know, God is so good, and we're going to have to continue with this, and we might not even get through all of them, but I just want to encourage everyone to go read Ephesians 6, 11 through 17, because this gets deep, and the metaphoric principles of the Roman soldier is what Paul used in this scripture,
right.
and it was so relevant because the way it's defined and the metaphors that he used shows us just how putting on the whole armor of God interrelates with putting on the armor that you, when you go into regular warfare. We are at warfare as Christians, as believers.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, We know we're talking deep right now. We are talking about putting on the whole armor of God, and we previously were talking about just the attack of Christianity throughout the U.S. and why we need to have the whole armor of God on. We are going to come back, and if you're listening and you're tuned in, we are definitely going to come back with prayer requests. We want you to call, and the number is 818-495-6958. We're taking prayer requests. We have Pastor Jamal Bernard of CCC. He's going to be praying for people. We have Sister D'Angela Curtis, of the Daily Christian Life radio show. She's going to be taking prayer requests, and we just want to come in accord with each other. You know, there's so many of us going through so many things in our personal lives, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's love, whether it's sickness, whatever it is, and we know that prayer changes things.
Yes.
And extreme praise is definitely about Christ at the center of life and just knowing the power of Christ. And his power comes through his word and intercession and prayer and fasting. And so we want you to, you know, please call in. And even if you don't want to call in, you're shy, go to the chat room. You can catch us at www.extremepraiseshow.com. Go into the chat room and type us your prayer requests, and we can do that over the air. And even if no one calls in, we want to just pray for, you know, each other. Pray
yeah.
for those of us who do this show, those of us who are listening, you know, our leaders,
yeah.
our so many people there is to pray for. And we're definitely going to come back with that. So just stay tuned, and we'll be right back, and we're going to be taking prayer requests. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Extreme Praise Show. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, we have a second chance. You are tuned into the Extreme Praise Show, where Christ is the center of life. I am so grateful to everyone who's calling in. I'm so grateful. I just want to let everyone know this is Wham! That's Whole Armor Mondays, and we are basically just learning about how to keep God, put on our breastplate of righteousness, how to put on the whole armor of God. And we are taking prayer requests right now, live on air. We have a lot of people calling in. So I'm going to get right to it and allow Pastor Bernard, Pastor Jamal Bernard, and Sister D'Angela Curtis, who are on the line with us right now, to take these prayer requests. And I'm going to bring people on the line. Pastor, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful. Sister D, are you on the line? All right, everybody turn down your radio just because there's a little bit of feedback. Sister D, are you on the line? Okay, well, Pastor Bernard, Pastor Jamal, I'm sorry. We're going to take the first prayer request. We have somebody on the line, so I'm going to bring them in, okay?
All right, no problem.
Okay, caller. Hi, caller.
Yes.
You're on air with Extreme Praise Show. Who's calling in?
You can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
What is your name?
Leah.
Hi, Leah. Okay, so do you have a prayer request tonight?
Yes, my mom is feeling sick. She has been for the past, like, 3 days. Something's
okay.
Really wrong with throat. And, yeah, her throat is, like, really messed up. And they're giving her, they prescribed her and stuff like that with medicine. So, and they need some prayer for her. How are you doing?
Okay. Pastor Jamal, you can go ahead and speak with her.
Sure. Now, has she gone to the doctor's already?
Yeah, she's gone to the doctor.
And did they diagnose her with anything?
They said that she has a bad throat. Wait, let me ask.
Wait, what did they diagnose? Oh,
yeah, she has a throat infection.
All right, so we can surely pray for that. Let's work into the power agreement. God is not subject to space or time, so, you know, we can come into a power agreement, in, even though we're in separate locations. So, Father God, we come to a power agreement asking that you said your word, in your word, if we ask, we shall receive, Lord. So we ask for healing within her throat, healing within, just not only in her throat, but, Lord, we ask that you bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, inside and outside, Lord. Let your spirit resonate in every cell, and anything that's antagonistic towards you, Lord, we bind it up in Jesus' name, Lord. We are calling on your power of just healing. We pray and ask that you just touch her, and touch her where her throat recovers even better than the condition it started out before it got sick. So, Lord, we pray for us, and we ask of this in your precious, glorious, matchless name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Hello, caller? Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're tuned in to the Extreme Praise Show.
Do you have a prayer request? Just tell us your name and your prayer request. You're on the air.
This is Xavier.
Hello?
It's Sister D.
Oh, hey, Sister D. Okay. We have you on. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Do you have a prayer request?
Hello?
Last four digits is 1604.
Oh, hey, Sister D. Okay. We have you on.
Hello? Hi, caller. Okay, I think we lost that caller. If you want to put in a prayer request, everyone, please press the number 1 so we are flagged that you do want a prayer request. We have Pastor Jamal as well as Sister D on the line who is going to be praying for us tonight. So, again, you can call in 818-495-6958. That's 818-495-6958. There's a lot of people on the line right now. If you do want to put in a prayer request on the air, please press the number 1 so we know that you want to talk live. Okay? And we'll definitely put in that prayer request. Do we still have Sister D and Pastor Jamal on the line?
Yes. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
So, Sister D and Pastor Jamal, can I make a prayer request for the young people in our churches? One of the challenges that I have found a lot of churches have been facing, and I've received calls from some of my peers, and I lead youth ministry as well, is there's been the attack. One of unity, the area of unity, the other of inspiration and commitment, and the other is, you know, they've been attacked by so many distractions with regards to their faith, their beliefs, and also their sexual purity. So, you know, I would definitely love for you know, to just take on praying for the young people.
Maybe Sister D would like to.
Yes, Sister D.
Prayer for that one.
Would you want to take that on?
We're going to try to get to the. There's a lot of people.
Sure, more than I'd be glad to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord God. Father, Lord God, asking, Lord God, Father, Lord, that you touch the youth, oh God, the youth, Lord God, of each and every community. Father, Lord God, we lift them up before you. We know, Father, Lord, that the enemy, Father, Lord, purposely seeks them out, Father God. But, Lord, we're asking right now, Lord God, that you strengthen them, Father, Lord God, that you keep them, Lord God, cover them, Lord God, under your precious blood. Father, Lord God, where there is, oh God, peer pressure, Father, Lord God, where there is persecution, Father, Lord God, we're asking, oh Lord God, that your word, oh God, for those, oh Lord, who are brought up and raised up, oh Father, Lord God, in the churches, oh God, that your word come back, oh God, so they remember to encourage their hearts and minds, oh Lord. That, Father, Lord, give them courage to stand boldly and proclaim your salvation, Father, Lord, before their peers. Father, Lord, God, we know, Father, Lord, that you will not keep us from everything that will come against us. But, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you strengthen them, Lord God, because these are our next generation of soldiers, oh God, in your army. Father, Lord, we're asking, oh God, that you grant them, oh God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God, beyond their years, oh Lord, that they're able, Father, Lord God, to recognize the enemy, Father, Lord God, that they're able, Father, Lord, to, Father, come against them to declare war against the enemy and not back down. Father, Lord, we pray now that you give them boldness in the spirit. We also, Father, Lord God, that you bless the every endeavor that they put their hands and minds to do to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. We know that the enemy will try and come against them to discourage them. We bind up the spirit of discouragement. We bind up every spirit, oh God, that
that exalts itself against your will, O God. And we pray, Father, Lord, for these young minds, O God. We pray, Father, Lord, over their lives, O God. Father, Lord, that they prosper, Lord. We pray and ask that you bless them indeed and enlarge their territory, that everything that they put their hands, O God, to, Father, Lord, God, that, Father, Lord, God, that they achieve, O God. We bind up all manner of insecurity, Father, Lord, God. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Father, Lord, let them to know that they are loved, that they are cherished, O God, and that we are lifting them up before you. We thank you for hearing and answering, and we thank you for watching over our youth. We ask, O Lord, that you continue to lead, guide, and direct them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister D. To everyone, there's a lot of people who are tuned in, and just to let you know, we are taking prayer requests. So for everyone who has called in to the number, 818-495-6958, we have Pastor Jamal as well as Sister D'Angela taking prayer requests. I see a lot of people are called in, but in order for us to know that you would like to actually speak on air and ask one of the prayer warriors to pray for you, please press the number 1 on your telephone, and that way we will know to bring you in so that we can take your prayer request. And, you know, we all are going through so many different things, and prayer really changes things. So please, if you have anything you want to ask, you know, for someone to intercede for you, please come on the line and just let us know. I know for myself, Pastor Jamal, I would love, I have a couple of family members, including my mom, who is going through some sicknesses and illnesses. And so I personally would like to ask for a prayer request. My mom's name is Pam, and just my other family members, my cousin Yolanda, who is also going through something. It's so many people for me to even name that I know going through ailments and diagnosis for everything from cancer to HIV to all kinds of things going on out there, and
wow.
So I just want to put in a request for that, for prayer.
Sure. And you said your mother's name is Cam?
No, Pam, P-A-M, and my cousin's
Pam.
Name is Yolanda. And I mean just a general for my family, because
okay.
There's different people going through different things, too many people for me to even name, but specifically those two came to mind.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we come and just, first of all, recognize who you are, what kind of God it is that we are praying to, Lord. The mighty God that you have shown constantly, you have come through constantly, you have come through in ways that we have not expected, but yet you have never failed us. So, Lord, we lift up Xavier's family. We come under, once again, the power of agreement, the power of multiple prayers. You said if one comes, it's good, but if two comes, we can cast down many, Lord. So, Lord, we lean on the understanding that anything that people are going through that is not of you can be bound up. So, Lord, we ask to come together and say that you bind up any sickness, any ailment, anything that is not a part of the body as the way you have intended it to be, the way you have created it to be, we cast out. In Jesus' name, we bind it up. We cast it out of the bodies, Lord, from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, inside and outside, Lord. Lord, we don't need to know the exact thing that they're going through, but we believe and we say, your will be done. We lean on the strength and the power of your name. So we speak Jesus right now. Anything that has a name shall bow. Anything that has a name will confess that you are Lord. So no matter what it is that they're going through, Lord, right now we confess that you are Lord. You have the authority to move, and we ask that you move. We pray and ask of this in your precious name. In Jesus'
name
we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just to everybody who might be tuned in, you're listening to the Extreme Praise Show, and we are putting on the whole armor of God here tonight. I mean, everything from the word to prayer. And if you're listening and you have a request out there, please press the number 1 and let us know that you would like us to pray for you. Pastor Jamal and Sister D will definitely pray for you.
we're so blessed to have them on to even do this tonight, and we're so grateful.
Thank you.
And just know that what we're doing here tonight, we're going to do every first Monday of the month. It's Whole Armor Mondays, just putting on the whole armor of God. And, you know, prayer is such a powerful thing, and we want to pray for each other. We want to lift each other up and continue to keep Christ in the center of everything that we do. And let me see if there's somebody else on the line who would like to take a prayer. Hi, you're on the air with Extreme Praise. Are you calling in for a prayer request? Hi, you're on air, last four digits, 5094. Do you have a prayer request? Okay, I think we have somebody else. Hold on.
Oh?
Hi, you're on air. Do you have a prayer request?
Hi. Yes, my name is Denise, and I do have a prayer request. I was listening to your show tonight about putting on your whole armor of faith, and I'm young in the... I'm still growing in my Christian faith, and I just feel like your show was excellent tonight, and it was talking about all of the things, how you got to stand planted on what you believe.
Mm.
And
Amen.
When you do that, everything just, the devil just sends so much stuff your way. And
yes.
especially
yes.
like in my place of business, the last couple of weeks, I've just been feeling that, you know, I'm just trying to do what God wants me to do every day when I leave out. I just try to be a blessing to somebody else. And I just feel like, you know, through all the arrows that the devil be trying to shoot at you, you know, you definitely have to have on that armor of faith. So I just appreciate your show, and I want to just thank you for that. And I just ask for, you know, God's grace and God's wisdom and his protection.
Amen.
What
would you like?
Name? What's your sister's name?
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
Her name. Denise.
My name is Denise.
Denise, let me tell
yes.
you something. Sweetheart, the enemy's job, he's a bully, and he's a coward. I just want you to be encouraged to stand on the word of God and stand.
Yes.
And it also, not only standing, but also with prayer and supplication. Prayer is a very, and I'm glad that you called in tonight. That is his job. That is his duty. But understand
yes.
that the victory is already yours. And so we're going
yes.
to stand and touch and agree with you in prayer tonight that the
yes.
Lord move in your behalf, that he strengthen you. Because we don't like to, I don't believe in asking God to move things out of the way, because oftentimes those are the very things that we need to for promotion and maturation.
Yes,
and type.
You're right.
So
I understand.
We don't
that.
Ask him to move things. We just ask him to give you strength to endure and give you wisdom
yes.
and how
yes.
to endure. Okay?
Yes, definitely. Okay. I understand.
Okay.
Thank
Father
you
God,
so
in
much.
The name of Jesus. You, do you want to stay on the line and pray? You want me to
yes.
touch and agree with
yes,
you?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, for your sister here, Lord, for your daughter, Lord God, that has called, Father, Lord God, she's, Father, Lord God, new in her walk, Lord God, and we pray, Father, Lord God, for her to be encouraged. Let our heart and mind, Father, Lord, continue to be encouraged, Lord. Father, Lord, we pray and ask that you give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God, and what weapons she needs, Father, Lord, to fight against the enemy, Father, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that she grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, Lord, that when the attacks come, Lord God, she'll know how to stand, she'll know what to do, and she'll know how to do it. Father, Lord God, I'm praying, Lord God, that whatever, Lord God, you have given her to do, Lord God, Father, Lord, that it be blessed, that it be multiplied, Father, Lord God, that your name be glorified, O Lord, for we know that you will and you must get the glory, that we know that the enemy is only, Father, Lord, a bully, Father, Lord God. We know, Father, Lord, that he can only suggest things. We know that he has no power, for all power is in your hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that you cover her mind and her heart under your blood, oh God. We bind up any spirit of discouragement. We bind up everything, Lord God, that is not like you, Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father, Lord God, your strength, oh God, in this young woman, Lord God,
Father, Lord, keep her, Lord God. We pray for her family, Lord God, those around about her, Lord God. Father, Lord, we ask even for those, we pray for those who even are setting themselves against her as enemy, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you give her discernment to know who is for her and who is against her. Father, Lord God,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Praise God. Denise, we thank you for calling in. We thank you for calling in and be encouraged in the Lord. And know that what you've already spoke in the flesh, in faith, it is already done.
Yes.
It is already done.
Definitely. Thank you for having this. Thank you for having some place that we can just call in and just be encouraged. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you for tuning into the Extreme Praise Show.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, good night.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, we have a couple more. We have several more callers on the line. In order for us to know that you want a prayer request, where we're coming, you know, we're running out of time, and we're down to 5 minutes. So, you know, just making a final call. If you would like us to say a prayer for you, if you dial the number one, simply dial the number one on your phone, then we will be able to see that you want prayer. Okay. Otherwise, I want to thank Pastor Bernard and also Pastor Jamal, and also want to say thank you to Sister D and all of our callers. Even if you did not dial in or made a prayer request, sometimes we find that in the prayers of others, and I know you agree with this, Sister D and Pastor Jamal, that sometimes we find our healing in the prayers of others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, and we praise God. We thank you both for just coming on the show and, you know, sharing in the anointing that God has given you and imparting that to our listeners.
Yes, thank you so
much.
Let me just try another call and see if anyone wants prayer. We have 5 minutes left to the show. And just so everybody knows, we're on every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m., it's called the Extreme Praise Show, and if you want to learn more about what's going on, what's the new topics, and what's going to be going on the following week, just follow us at Extreme Praise Now on Twitter. That's X-T-R-E-M-E. And you can always listen to all of the archives of the show, which will be available within a half an hour after the show ends, at www.extremepraiseshow.com. Again, if anyone would like a prayer before we close out for the evening, please just press the number one, and we will take your prayer. If not, we're just going to pray out. And, you know, thank you so much, Pastor Jamal, for calling in. We thank you for your ministry, for the things that you're doing at CCC with the young people, with the youth, with C3, with all of us. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Xavier, thank you so much because of what you're doing. And, you know, one of the things I would encourage you is don't despise small beginnings, because God will take this and he's going to launch you out there. So enjoy this. Take the time to learn, grow, and continue moving. And let God use you. And that's what he wants, to just put a chance to use you. And once he uses you and you work in that freedom, it's going to be amazing.
Amen. Praise God. So God be the glory. And Sister G, Sister D, thank you so much for calling in. And you know, I'm so grateful for you, for the love between us, for the friendship, for your support of my show, for my support of your show. I'm just so grateful that God has brought you in our lives, and you are such a blessing, such an amazing woman of God. So thank you for your ministry, because this is a ministry too.
Amen. I mean, praise God. This is definitely, truly an honor, and I thank God for how he's using you. He put us together for a period of time, and he's blessed us each to venture out and for the word of God to go abroad. You know, it starts home, and then we got to carry it abroad, and God is going to immensely bless you and use you and multiply you when you stay true to him.
So long as
Amen.
You
praise God. So I think we should definitely close out in prayer for the evening. So both of you, actually, if you want to take a minute each to just say a prayer and close us out, because we literally have 2 minutes left. So Pastor Jamal,
no, Pastor,
if you want to pray.
Pastor can have that. Yeah, Pastor.
Okay, so Pastor Jamal, can you pray us out, please?
Sure. Thank you very much. Thank you for the honor. And Lord, we come to you once again, a night of prayer, understanding that prayer does three things: prevails, reveals, and avails much, Lord. So we ask
Amen.
That you constantly reveal much to us in our daily walk, avail much within our lives, Lord, and prevail. Help us prevail, overcome obstacles that are thrown in front of us, Lord. We ask that you continue watching over us. We ask that you continue blessing Xavier and the Extreme One, Extreme Show, Lord. We ask that you continue watching over this and let it come out into its fullness, Lord. We ask that you continue pouring people that will lift this up and guide God and govern her from those individuals who try to tear this down. Lord, we ask that you protect her as well as lift her up. Continue blessing this ministry in ways that she can't even imagine. We ask that you lift up Sister Dean and what she's doing, Lord. We ask that you continue watching over her, protecting her, guide God and govern her path, Lord, and continue growing her as individuals, Lord, knowing that we never arrive, but always looking to grow within you, more deeper, more understanding. So we ask that you have your way, and for those individuals that have been listening, protect them wherever they are, wherever they're traveling. Give them traveling mercies to and from and while they're at each and every destination. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you. And just so everybody knows, I have, you know, my two co-hosts here, Ms. With Love and the Motivator, and, you know, I'm grateful for them. Thank you all also for, you know, being a part of the Extreme Radio. And I just want to close out. Thank you again, Pastor. Thank you again, Sister D. Thank you to everyone who called and who listened online. And we're so grateful for you. Please tune back in next week. We're going to be talking health with Tyra Randall.
Yes.
That's right.
Extreme health.
Extreme health. We're going to be talking about health topics and get some hot topics going. So thank you so much for tuning in. Again, follow us on Twitter at Extreme Praise Now, or find us on Facebook, Extreme Praise Show fan page. And my name is Xavier Boss, a.k.a. Lady X. You can follow me on Twitter at Xavier Boss. And Motivator?
I'm the Motivator, and you can find me at Urban Gospel on Twitter.
Okay. And Ms. With Love.
With Love. I'll be on the Praise Show next week.
Amen. Praise God, everybody. Thank you so much for calling in. And if you need to listen to this show later on, just go to www.extremepraiseshow.com. God bless, and you all be blessed in the Lord this week.
Extreme praise.
Amen.
Just focus your mind on it. Everybody with hands raised, just focus your mind on him. Come on.
Cause he's the I am today. He's the I am today.
Ah, come on.
Hallelujah. I am the Lord. I'm the Almighty God. I am the one for whom nothing is too hard. I am your shepherd, and I am the door. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. I am. That's what he's saying to you, he says. I am. I am the lamb. I am the ram in the bush for Abraham. And I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I am your redeemer, the beginning and the end. I am. future, so leave your past behind. And I am the one in the midst of two or three. I am your tabernacle. I am your jubilee. I am.
I am.
I
am.
Oh,
I am.
We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. This morning, I am your future, so leave that junk behind. And I am the one, give the mission to a free.
Nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hands and say it with me.
About the
oh, I realize
it is.
I used to be afraid to try.
I see y'all.
I was too afraid to try. Die!